Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Making all the time, and just about what builds character in a community, and that is really the root of economic development nowadays, is that people can live anywhere they want. They're more remote than ever, and people look for a cool place to live, and then they find a job, and then they settle in and put in roots into a community. So these are the types of projects that make me really excited.
Make sure you have stuff in your city that people want to live in your city. Also, I would add a footnote to that. Make sure that people don't hate parking in your city. Oh, crap. Oh, man. So close.
Such a small price to pay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because yesterday I was at the skate park, the Blake Doyle skate park that's going to open May 2nd. And I didn't take my skateboard. I should have. I really absolutely wish I would have, because I would have been, you know, I don't know, first member of the media or something. Anyway, the guys there, they play on it once in a while, and it's done. The concrete's done. The rails are in. The metal and the concrete are in. It's just landscaping is all that's left to be done, and, you know, certain safety kind of things or whatever. But the skate park itself, like the functional part, it's done. And, I basically what I thought was, first of all, I don't want to be that guy. Now I wish I had been. And also, maybe it's not quite done yet, you know, and they wouldn't let me, you know. But I should have. Anyway, so got to see it. It's fantastic. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but it's better than that. And, I've been to skate parks all over the country, and, you know, I'm not even a good skater anymore. Once upon a time, I was a not terrible skater. Now I'm just, you know, put EMS on standby when they do the ribbon cutting. But it's really great. All kinds of design features. Like, even it's something I'd never thought of before, but is really a cool feature. They've got a bunny slope. You know, when you go skiing and there's, like, you know, the regular slopes where everybody goes. And what do you do if you're learning how to ski? You go on a bunny slope.
They have that for the skate park?
Yes, there's a kiddie pool at the skate park where it's small features, it's low elevations, it's, you know, when you fall, you don't fall far, and it's designed for people, adults or kids, who are just learning. And yes, I mean, it's attached, but it's attached off to one corner. And in fact, that's what the grant from Gannett, when they funded John Schell and Upward Intuition, I didn't realize that, that's what their $100,000 went to pay for.
That $100,000 grant we got was for specifically the kind of the beginner's area at the skate park, and that's where we're standing right now, is the beginner's area. So yeah. Thank you. I'm just incredibly excited for this whole thing.
That's John Schell with Upward Intuition. Of course, he's been the driving force behind all this with loads of other people, but he's just kind of been the main person. We've had him on the show many times. John's a friend. I didn't even know that was a part of it, and it's such a cool little thing. I'm like, oh, that's great for the kiddos or for the adultos, you know, for who are, because we were standing on that portion at first, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I can do this. And then I went and looked at the 12-foot ball. I'm like, no, cannot do that.
Yeah, 3 p.m. on May 2nd will be the city park opening.
So we're about 5 weeks out, and then there's going to be a big event in June.
Actually, the New Balance skate team is planning on being here June 10th. So we have Andrew Reynolds, who's legendary Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year. Jamie Foy is also Skater of the Year. So they're going to be out here, and we're working on booking some bands, and so that's going to be the June 10th event.
Thrasher Magazine. Get your John Lucero Schmidt sticks out and roll with me, brother. You know, like, wow, such old stuff. I mean, it's been, I picked up skating in, like, God, junior high, maybe?
You were one of those.
That would have been like 84, 83, something like that. And I still have my old Schmidt sticks and a couple of newer boards too, and my kids skate. But I mean, none of us are really great or anything like that. Oh, and I am not going to get there. My promise to John Schell was that by the time the park opened, I'd be ready to do a kickflip. I know.
Could you ever?
No. I mean, I had to learn it. That was the point. I can ollie, but I couldn't kickflip. And I'm like, And so, you know, we kind of had this running joke between me and several other of the my age politicians in the area, like Ashton Hayward and Doug Underhill and
right,
folks
right.
who are like, you know, we'll be there. We'll skate, you know. And, you know, and then and like I just, like I said, put the paramedic on standby. Everything will be okay. $2.2 million cost for the project, $260 contributed by Upward Intuition, and a lot of people. And here's the funny thing. Jack Mason, he's a Bear Construction, and, you know, the guys who are, like, project managers for construction companies are, you never know whether you're going to get the one who likes talking to people or who's, like, you know... Get that bleepily bleep thing away from me, you know?
right.
And they're great at what they do, but what they do does not generally encompass, you know, talking to the media, right? Well, no, Jack Mason was great, but he's pithy, okay? He's like, he's an economy of language guy, which is, that's usually good when you don't do a lot of public speaking, is just say less, right? It's the when you say more that you get in trouble.
Right now, we're on time and on budget, so no snafus on this project, guys. We're happy to deliver it a few weeks early, as a matter of fact, is our goal.
That does exist, on time, on budget. People told me it doesn't, so it does exist.
Yeah, so nice to have. I mean, now, granted, okay, I know the history of this project, and what the critic is going to say is, I wouldn't say it was on budget, son. Because the price ballooned way past the initial projections, right? And, I mean, kind of the initial thing was that there was going to be no public money in it, right? I mean, if you go back far enough, right? And it's been a while since we were really talking about that. But so, yes, at this stage, once you've funded the project and broken ground and started construction, getting it done on time and on budget is a big deal. But for the people who, you know, were critics from the beginning, which there hasn't been a lot of outspoken critics against this project, you know, calling it on budget at this point is true, you know, but. And one of the questions is, well, what about, you know, supervision and safety and, you know, which is always an issue with skate parks, but it's right across the street from the police department. And something kind of cool is that because there are so many organizers, so many people who push for this, so many people who, as John mentioned, like, they've spent their childhood advocating for this park, and now it's come to fruition.
It's a city park, so it's operated and maintained by the city, and we have just, you know, a great city staff. I'm going to be out here, you know, every day making sure it's being taken care of as well.
Yeah, which means that there's going to be, and other people. So it's not going to be like, okay, here's your park and we're done. These folks have been working so hard for this for so long. They're going to be using it all the time and, you know, doing their kind of ministry, which is just, you know, meeting with kids and teaching them and mentoring them and all that, you know, just, you know, not like evangelical necessarily, although, I mean, maybe for some of them it'll be that. But the point is they're going to be out there. I mean, John's been working on this project for, what, as long as I've lived here, it seems. And
right? And he still looks 12.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know how old he is.
I know.
He's a vampire.
So they're going to be out there involved in it. And also, as DC pointed out, this isn't a project being imposed on the community. This is a project that has so much community support that you just don't anticipate the upkeep, maintenance kinds of concerns that you might normally have. And it's going to be a dawn to, you know, it's going to be a daylight park, okay? Not after dark kind of thing. But that will help it have its longevity too.
When you have as much advocacy in the community as we've had for this park, you know, that helps in terms of its maintenance as well. You know, it's this, when people, you know, this is something that people care about, and not just our city staff, not just Parks and Rec, but folks like John. And if you've been at any of these events leading up to this, groundbreakings, all that, and you see how many people come out here, you know, that gives you that much more confidence to make sure that this is something that's going to be taken care of and watched, looked after and maintained.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised for the ribbon cutting, groundbreaking, you know, a year ago now, I guess. I was surprised at how many people were there. It was a huge crowd. 300, maybe, for a groundbreaking? You know, that's pretty good. So anyway, it's going to open May 2nd. Oh, and also I should tell you, if you care about this slice of it, the design is fantastic. They've got an amphitheater sort of feature that is also, you can skate across it. So, like, the portion you would use for shows or performances is also a part of the skate park. Well, so they won't interfere with each other. They're like together, essentially. And there's all kinds of like unusual design features and angles. And what skaters love is they love like different things, variety. All kinds of variety in this. Not like, here's your four standard features, a quarter pipe, a half pipe, bowl. You know, like, there's all kinds of weird angles and fun things to play on. So, as you can tell, I'm a little bit excited. So, 520, News Radio 92.3, my insurance is up to date. Everything's good. So, I'm ready. I am ready. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality cars. You know, it's kind of like, what you're doing is you're paying a used car price and you're getting a car that's almost new. Almost new, you know, a year or two from new, right? And the difference is you just don't have to pay that depreciation hit when you drive it off the lot. So you get a great car, the kind of car that Dave Ramsey recommends you buy, I recommend you buy. It's the, you know, buy the car with, you know, 10, 15,000 miles on it and drive it till it's got 200 or 300,000 miles on it. That's my philosophy, and that's worked pretty well for me. So Frontier sells those kind of cars. And also, they get a great selection. Around 300 trucks, Jeeps, vans, SUVs, cars on the lot at any given moment. And so you can really compare these five sedans or those six trucks, you know, against each other. And you can drive several of them, drive all of them if you want to. And side by side, and it's like, you know, I don't remember what it was like in that one. Let me go back to it. Easy in one place. Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality vehicles, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir!
Tang sets it up, going for the lob!
Keontae Johnson on the receiving end! Assist number 18 from Noel!
Oh my goodness, this game, this Kansas State versus Michigan State game last night, crazy fun. So, K-State's winning most of the game, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be boring, and you get down to close to the end, and Michigan State comes back. And so you're like, oh, it's a game. Yeah, Tom Izzo, never write him out. And then with the game, they were down by one, and Kansas State from beyond the top of the key, like almost to half court, just throws a fastball to the backboard. And you all of a sudden see a space had opened up, and the K-State player, Robinson, I think is his name, that he jumps up, and it's an alley-oop, and it's a reverse jam to go up by one with under a minute to go in the game. So K-State goes up one. And this is an overtime. They had gotten I don't remember there being another overtime in the tournament. There probably was, and I'm probably wrong about that, but This might have been the first overtime of the tournament in the Sweet 16. So K-State is up by one, and then, you know, Michigan State calls a timeout. They get down to half court, and they're going for the inbound, trying to recover the lead.
The roster is going to be the trigger man, and he's got Hauser defending him. There's the pass, and it is Massoud, and Massoud hits
and
a huge
steal
shot.
And a dribble.
A big two, 96-93.
I'm sorry, that was the inbound on the other end, but they got the turnaround jumper to go up by three. So then, sorry, Michigan State is trying to get something done on the in their end of the ball court.
Michigan State, and they take a quick two. They're down three. Here's Hauser, gives it up. Clock ticks. Hall finding Walker. Walker already stripped by Noel. Ball is loose. Noel comes out of the pack. Noel dribbles, and he lays it in. Count the basket, and Kansas State wins it. The Wildcats are headed for the Elite Eight. What a game.
One of the best, like, most entertaining finishes, even though they won by five in the end, just a completely entertaining game from start to finish. And then, you know, you had the other three games last night, which were, I mean, no, look, Tennessee fans, I'm sorry. You were leading, and then Florida Atlantic came back and roared all over you and won by seven. I mean, you know, so that game wasn't that interesting by the end. I guess the UConn game got a little bit closer toward the end, but same thing where, you know, Arkansas was ahead, and then they weren't. And then, you know, just UConn wins it in the end. And then the Gonzaga game, that turned out to be closer than the UConn game was by more than 20. That was the blowout. That's right. It was the UCLA-Gonzaga game that turned out to be closer than I expected, but Gonzaga wins that one 79-76. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
U.S. military forces launched airstrikes in eastern Syria after an American contractor was killed and another injured by a drone strike. Defense Secretary Austin Lloyd says President Biden directed the strikes against Iranian-linked targets in retaliation. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman expected to return to work soon after being hospitalized for post-stroke depression. The first-term Democrat's office said Thursday that his return to Capitol Hill is probably about a week away. And there's a Texas school district now providing its teachers, some of its teachers anyhow, with ballistic shields to protect their students in the instance of an active shooter. Officials in the Houston suburb of Humble say that teachers were given a chance last summer to decide if they wanted a shield. They're handing them out now.
Okay. Seems
like kind of a difficult
if you're at that point in the it's not a zero value, but if you're at the point where you're huddled behind a ballistic shield with an active shooter, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what's happening in this scenario that's going to help you much. But I guess if they're outside the room still, theoretically, you could use that to protect you and maybe the kids behind. I'm trying to, in my head, work out. But you remember when some of this stuff was happening, you know, people were selling, like, backpack shields and, you know, like, all kinds of crazy things for, it's heartbreaking to think about that being the reality that the, you know, teachers and kiddos have to think about. David, thanks so much for the update. 528 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I wouldn't generally focus on this, but I found it entertaining, okay? There was a committee hearing yesterday in Tallahassee, and you know how a lot of times they get these names and they say, you know, waves in support, waves in opposition, whatever. And the poor legislator is going through this, and it turns out that some people had decided to play the old Bart Simpson game on him. Meaning they gave him names that don't look like they're vulgar.
Like Amanda Hug and Kiss?
Yeah, but when you say them out loud, they kind of are.
Bob McKee, Florida Station of Counties, waves in opposition. Pamela Birch Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waves in opposition. Anita is an opponent.
Anita something.
Not
Anita,
bath.
Like Anita, you know, okay.
Waves in opposition.
Yeah, waves in opposition. Sure.
Holden his waves in opposition. Jimmy, Florida, Florida Apartment Association.
And I think the funniest part of it is that Republican Chairman Will Robinson had no idea what he had just said. because you're just doing your thing.
I know.
You're not thinking about, well, does that sound like I think it sounds? You know, so, and I suppose the good news is that nobody busted out in, like, a promotional song for a particular Saskatchewan town. So, you know,
I would love to discover. Yeah.
Dave, what do you have coming up, sir?
Local hospitals are responding to the threat of a fungus. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Airstrikes in Syria are retaliation for a drone attack in a military base used by Americans in Syria. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
According to the Defense Department, a group affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard crashed a UAV into a building, killing a U.S. contractor. This happened in northeast Syria around 1:30 p.m. local time in the city of Hasaka. Once U.S. intelligence determined that the unmanned aircraft was of Iranian origin, retaliatory airstrikes were carried out last night.
8 Iran-backed fighters are reported to have been killed in those strikes. President Biden in Ottawa, Canada, meets with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this morning.
Multiple topics are on the table, according to White House National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby, including our shared defense system, NORAD.
Without question, they'll be talking about issues of migration, which affects us both. I mean, there are more people on the move in this hemisphere than there have been since World War II.
President Biden will also address Canada's parliament.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 68. Mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. There's a fungus that's been causing issues in hospitals and assisted living facilities all across the nation. The CDC's issued an alert about it. It's called Candida auris. Now, they say this is a potentially drug-resistant and deadly fungus. 350 cases or so have been reported across the state of Florida so far. None of those, though, in Northwest Florida. Local hospitals say they're not taking any chances.
We've rolled out on our badges for all of the healthcare providers. We're going to put a chip in there so that we can identify those times that we go and wash our hands, and we encourage it. So we're going to be very data-driven to find out maybe pockets of folks that aren't as meticulous about washing their hands. We'll be able to target those individuals and say, let's do the hand hygiene.
Dr. Vinay Palakona from HCA Florida West tells Channel 3 that the hospital has hand-washing stations now set up throughout their building. They can track how often the employees are washing their hands. WEAR also says they contacted Baptist Hospital, who tells them they're following all CDC guidelines and have additional PPE for employees going in patient rooms, as well as enhanced cleaning protocols in response. Now, officials do say that the public shouldn't really be concerned yet, just vigilant to protect themselves. A Pensacola woman is facing charges after her one-year-old baby nearly drowned in a bathtub this week. PPD's Mike Wood tells us about it.
A one-year-old was left alone in a bathtub. The bathtub was full of water all the way to the top, and I don't have to tell you how quickly things can go bad there, and that's exactly what happened.
And an arrest report shows that 31-year-old Rebecca Greer was on her phone and watching TV, had left another child to watch over that child in the bathtub. The child had left the room, came back to find the child laying in the tub, not moving. Responding PPD officers, though, were able to perform CPR and revive that child, who's expected to be okay. Greer was charged with child cruelty and released from the Escambia County Jail on $5,000 bond. Florida students may be able to get vouchers to attend private schools soon. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill making all K through 12 students eligible for those vouchers. No income restrictions, but those from the poorest families would be first in line for the vouchers. HB 1 now goes to the governor's desk. And Governor DeSantis clapping back at the Florida NAACP over their suggestion that a travel advisory should be issued for people of color due to the state's discriminatory policies.
What a joke. What a joke. Yeah, we'll see how effective that is. You know, just remember, during COVID, these people would be on CNN, all this stuff, slamming Florida, saying we were so bad, don't go to Florida. And then they would end up being spotted on the beach somewhere, vacationing in Florida.
And over the weekend, the NAACP Florida chapter unanimously voted to ask the national board to issue that advisory. A similar one was issued in Missouri. back in 2017. 534 News Radio 92.3.
It's going to be a warm and humid day today with temperatures warming near 79 degrees. Partly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms possible through the overnight period. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the upper 60s. As you head into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms through the morning and early afternoon. A few storms could be strong. High on Saturday in the 80s. Saturday night, temperatures dropping in the 50s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 68 degrees in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, and 67 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Afternoons at 1. After Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 537 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and it's Friday, and it's going to be warm today, and it's beautiful. And yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you. We had a couple of really bad things happen in the last week or a little bit past that, but and all of them are things that you guys are dealing with. Let's start with this. We heard from both Chief Randall and Chief Craner on Tuesday, Pensacola Police and Pensacola Fire Chiefs, about this fire last Friday in Zaragoza. And Mayor Reeves yesterday couldn't say a lot about it because ongoing investigation. But the question I think a lot of people have about this is, what happened? Like, they're not in the house. They're in a structure behind the house. These kids, was there an adult? Was there not an adult? How did the fire start? I mean, do we know anything yet? I know you guys are working on this.
Yeah, we are. You know, on the fire side, I'm sure they're looking for the point of origin and that sort of thing to find out exactly what happened there. But on our side of it, we're still looking to see if there was an adult on the property or near that. And like you said, it wasn't the house. It was a structure outside. So, you know, was it kids playing in the structure? Was, you know, we don't know. So that is, it's still an open investigation that we're looking into. It obviously was a very tragic incident that happened over there, and we want to make sure that we get it right.
Well, and you know, this structure, right, whatever happened in there was so complicated that they actually were cutting a hole in the roof to vent the smoke out so they could see to get in. And you know, so I just don't know what to make of it, aside from it's a horrifying thing to lose a child like that. And we still have two that are in, you know, serious care and, you know, obviously hoping for the best for them. But if there was negligence, if there, you know, all of those things come into play on the criminal side. And we had another, not a fire related, but another terrible thing happen with a young person. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. It was a case where a one-year-old was left alone in a bathtub. The bathtub was full of water all the way to the top. And I don't have to tell you how quickly things can go bad there, and that's exactly what happened. Fortunately, 911 was called after some the siblings saw that the baby was in trouble. 911 was called, and Pensacola police officers arrived quickly and began life-saving measures on this one-year-old, and I'm glad to say that the baby's going to be fine.
Oh, thank God. You started telling me this story, and I just, you know, I can't take another child dying at this time exactly, but thank good. But so the kid, the infant was in a bathtub with water to the lip, huge error number one, left alone in that situation, huge error number two. The other siblings discovered the baby and told the parent to call 911, and they did life-saving and got the baby back to life. That's unbelievable because of the time frames involved.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't take long. And like I said, we're just fortunate that everything unfolded as quickly as it did, and the officers were able to get there as quickly as they did and save that baby's life.
You know, it's been a long time since my kids were infants, okay? But I remember all of the thousands of different things you have to think about for their safety all the time. And, you know, let's start from the premise that there are some people with infants or soon to be that don't know. So, Officer Wood, you tell them bathtub safety, water safety. What are some of the key things you want to make sure that new parents know?
Never take your eyes off of them for one moment. That's the best thing I can say, because things can happen quickly. Even if in a bathtub with a small amount of water in it, you don't want to leave a child alone in a bathtub because they could fall over face down and ingest that water. So, just never leave them alone like that. And the big thing, and we've all heard about it many, many times, is the death occurring while co-sleeping. And that's also a very dangerous thing. So, put them in the crib by themselves without the blankets on their backs. And hopefully we won't have to hear about those stories anymore. But, again, unfortunately, we do. We hear about them locally and nationally too often.
Never leave them in a car. Never let them sleep up against the wall on a mattress, because mattresses move and kids can get pinned. I mean, there's so many, you know. Again, it's stuff that, you know, parents have to know because they're not trying to do harm, but obviously – bad things. I mean, I remember we had when my now 19-year-old, he was, golly, 3 or 4, I think, at the time. And we were at a friend's, and it was a backyard party. And, I'm watching him. And then all of a sudden, he's in the pool. Just like that. And, a buddy beat me to the pool and jumped in and grabbed him. But, you know, it's just, you got to be like a hawk when you've got kids around water. You just have to be. You guys also have been doing some work with the Club Climax situation. You did this this SEPTED, this environmental study, in order to improve the safety of the facility. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, it's not just the facility; it's the area around it. They look at potential problems and make suggestions to the owner, the property owner. And that's not something we do just for Club Climax. We can do that for anybody's personal home or business. So we have officers that are trained in that, and, you know, they're able to give suggestions on crime risk problems at any given property. So that was done with this location, and we're hoping, there was a meeting with the owners, and we're hoping that things can be worked out there to where there's no more problems. And so what we do now is sit back and watch and see, and hopefully there won't be any more issues up there.
And this is everything from, you know, making sure that the shrubs are trimmed properly so that people don't have a place to hide if they're looking to burgle, from safety concerns. And, you know, I assume this also can involve, like, fire marshal inspections and making sure that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm assuming this is pretty comprehensive, right?
Yeah, it is. And some of that is over my head, so I'm not able to get into the specifics because I don't know the specifics. But burgle,
You are one of the people that has been sitting out on the bridge for, you know, as long as it's been under construction to monitor and make sure, a hired off-duty officer. You had put out that you thought maybe this morning they would go to opening the 3 lanes going southbound. Do you have any update for us?
When I left this morning at 5, the barrels were still there. It sounds like they may be picking them up now, and, hopefully so. I know the painting on the bridge is done, and most of the work being done now is on the approach on the Gulf Breeze side. There's a lot of work being done over there. There's some minor work being done on the Pensacola side on the approach. So they're very close to having that bridge complete. I know they've got to do some work maybe tonight or next week, several nights next week, on the LED lighting. And then after that, we'll see what happens. It's very close, though, of being completely done.
But also, they've added some signage to try to prevent trucks from getting shredded at the graffiti bridge. Is that right?
Yeah, last night they put up a huge sign on the bridge. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze approaching the 17th Avenue exit, they put up a huge sign that says no trucks. So hopefully that's going to help out.
Yeah, good. It can't hurt. I mean, it can't be less effective than what we used to always do, which was nothing. And we're taking little baby steps in the right direction. Do you have a cop myth for us today, or did you know that about cops?
Yeah, it's not a myth. It's something very simple, and it's how to talk to police officers in uniform. And you would be amazed at the amount of people that just don't know what to say. They feel like they want to say something, and they just don't know what to say. So I am here to help.
So the way I've always understood is that the key form of communication with a uniform law enforcement officer is lots of loud profanity. Isn't that typically that's the
yeah, like in the movies.
Yeah, right. That's not the preferred. No.
Well, let's not try that. That's not preferred. Yeah, that wouldn't go too well. If you want our attention, that's definitely going to get our attention. But, something very simple is good morning, good afternoon, good evening. That's it. We hear a lot of thank you for your service, and we like to hear that. What doesn't really work very well, because we've all heard it a million times in our careers, is throwing your hands up and saying, I didn't do it. That one doesn't work. We're not too fond of that one.
And it's kind of funny because, I mean, I hate to say the obvious, but y'all are people, so the way you talk to people is the way you can talk to cops, hopefully in a decent way. I was caught off guard one time because I pulled up, and it just kind of one of those you don't think about it, but I pulled up to an Escambia County Sheriff's deputy who was parked in the parking lot at one of the malls, and I didn't think anything of it. Because I just wanted to ask him a question. And his first comment to me was, sir, if you're going to drive a car that's got tinted windows and you're going to pull up to me in a parking lot, do me a favor and just park a little farther away and roll down your window so that I can see and, let me know that this is going to be an okay situation. I thought, wasn't thinking about that. But, yeah, fair enough. Because you don't know who I am in that car, right?
Yeah, that's certainly understandable for him to say that, because a lot of people just don't think about that. We have to think about that all the time, about potential dangers. And when somebody pulls up in a car with dark tinted windows and we can't see who's inside, we have no idea if they're about to wave at us, ask us a question, or point a weapon at us. And so that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. So it's always kind of just, take a second and think from the other person's point of view, especially if they're a police officer. Mike Wood, he is the Pensacola Public Information Officer for Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, I went to drive it yesterday because FDOT had put out a press release midday that said the 3 mile bridge is open all six lanes. And
yeah.
It wasn't. They jumped the gun just a little bit on the press release because, they're in Chipley, not here, right? And mm-hmm. It was supposed to be. Well, I went out and drove at about 2 o'clock, and the cones were still out on the southbound direction towards Gulf Breeze between Pensacola and the hump, but the crews were removing them still. So it was six lanes past the hump and five lanes this side of the hump. I assume that work has been completed and now it's up to six lanes entirely across the whole span. But and most people were driving relatively normal. They were not driving very fast for the most part. And it was really neat to drive on. I don't expect the speed obedience to last. It's the I-10 bridge. It's a 70 mile an hour bridge. So we'll see. But I know Gulf Breeze and PPD are going to be out there enforcing and, making sure that people do, which is good because it would be dangerous for them to drive 70, even though that's exactly what that road is built for. 437-1620, 437-16. And by the way, people don't drive 70 on I-10. Like they drive 80 on I-10. So I'm not encouraging, I'm just saying. Oh, the worst part is the 35 at either end. Because when you're going, most people are going about 50, which is still, you can't get a ticket for 50 and a 45 in Florida. Five over is the law. But when you go from 50 to it's 35, and they don't slow down. So there's actually kind of an unsafe element at either end of the bridge when obedient people slow down, most of the traffic does not, and you have this kind of differential in traffic speeds, which is kind of the basis of unsafety in traffic. if you are thinking about selling your home, you know, and you hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth, and maybe you're not. I mean, maybe you hear me say that and you're like, it just doesn't apply to me. I love my home. I'm keeping my home. I'm not buying a home or anything. Okay. But this might still be useful to you. Here's why. People ask me, you know, hey, who do you recommend as a realtor? And, you know, or they don't because they know I recommend Christina and they already call her. But when they do ask me, I say, well, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic. She's a friend. I've known her for years. She sells 200 homes a year. I mean, it's amazing what she does. Definitely call her. You kind of could have that same situation. You want to help your friends, right? So if you got a friend who's getting ready to buy a house or sell a house or both, make sure they're aware. Hey, have you talked to Christina Leavenworth? Because Andrew's always raving about her, and at least give her a call. And so you can do your friends a favor by being kind of that word of mouth referral, so to speak. So find out what she can do for you if it's you. Recommend, and they can find out what she can do for them because she and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just fantastic. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth, 723-9158.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between.
Did you just at this song? You're just not a Princess Bride fan.
Hate it.
I gotcha. I was gonna say, this is like one of my key dating songs for my bride. This is one of the good ones, but
you
maybe not for
everybody. Danny likes this song?
Well, this is one of our dating songs. This is one of our, you know, like,
when it
our
came
songs.
Out, that's sweet. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever, yeah. And Desiree's I Wanna Be. That's right.
Yeah.
Why would you sing it like that?
Because I don't know the words.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know. I love that Desiree song.
I did hear that promo for the station frequency and how to listen. And I will tell you, based on what happened yesterday, which we think we've got figured out today, but you know, please let us know if the station doesn't sound good. We don't know it because we're here, not there. So it was really useful for all of you who texted in yesterday that you were having problems hearing it in different places. If you ever do run into that, there are like 58 different ways to listen to this show. I mean, seriously. And I'm just going to briefly mention them to you. But you have 92.3 FM is the main. AM 1620 is the main. And you can always go to that if you can't get the FMs. Then FM 92.3, that's also the main. And then if you're north of I-10, FM 95.3. Okay, that's a newer one that we've added recently. Also, we have an app you should download, News Radio Pensacola. You can listen in your car, on your phone, anywhere you go. You can also listen online. There's a link available at our website, newsradio923.com. But this one, okay, I know this is going to be, it's a little much, but it makes my boss happy when I mention it because he's right. You can listen to us anywhere between Mississippi and Tallahassee on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7's Digital HD3. So we are carried over on their signal 98.7 on the digital side. If you have a digital and HD radio, you can listen to us all the way from Mississippi to Tallahassee on that frequency.
Wow. Yeah, and kick a rock, Brentline.
Yeah, so if if you have that one, great. And for those of you who are like, well, now what's that? Don't worry about it. It probably doesn't apply to you. But for those who do, that's a gorgeous signal. It really is. That's a flamethrower signal that we are on that we never talk about because most people don't have digital, you know, HD radios, and it's complicated to explain. But anyway, there you go. Lots of ways to listen. 554 on News Radio 92.3, see, and AM 1620, and all the other places. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Trade Commission proposing new regulations to make it easier for consumers to cancel free trials and subscriptions. The FTC said on Thursday that its click-to-cancel proposal would require sellers to make canceling an enrollment more straightforward and would impose penalties on companies that use tricks and traps to get subscribers.
My only concern as a conservative, I don't think we should make it easier to cancel things.
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
No, it's a good law. It's a good law. Anything that makes it easier to get out of that stuff
Slow
is good.
Clap.
Thank you. I deserve even less than both of those comments.
Former President Trump will face an anonymous jury in an upcoming civil trial. Trump is being sued by writer E. Jean Carroll. Jean Carroll for defaming her after she accused him of rape. A federal judge ruled the jury will be anonymous because the former president has previously attacked courts and officials. And North Korea apparently testing an underwater drone that they say can trigger a radioactive tsunami. Their state news agency says they've tested this drone capable of carrying a nuclear payload. It's designed to attack ships or ports by setting off a super scale radioactive wave.
I know. I'm like, I know physics, okay. No. It just sounds like nonsense to me. Now,
Sounds like that Dr. Evil guy.
You might be able to generate a pressure wave of some kind, and if it were close to a ship, that could certainly have effects, and the EMP, I mean, those. But you're not going to make a wave that's radioactive. Like, the dissipation of whatever radioactivity would be in the explosion would dissipate so quickly in the volume of the water. Okay, you could call it a radioactive wave, but it's just a wave. That's all it would be. David, thanks so much for the update. Stupid North Koreans. 556 on News Radio 92.3. Whatever. Hey, if you're a business owner and you have employees, obviously, and you're dealing with those folks and their benefits and, you know, insurance, dental, vision, life, and human resources and payroll, and you love it, like that kind of, you know, stuff is really exciting for you, great. If that's the perk of your job, live it up, man. On the other hand, if you're like, oh, I wish I didn't ever have to think about that stuff again, that's why you call Torgerson and Causey, because Torgerson and Causey can help. Not only can they take it off of your load, right? They can do the work for you so you don't have to. That's part of what they do. But also, they can just look at what you're doing and say, you know what? I think we can save your folks a little money here. I think we can give them a better plan here. I think we can save you some money over here. And at least we can give them choices. And that's what they did for us. A couple of years ago, about 5-6 years ago, Cat Country and News Radio started using them, and they have been fantastic. I mean, genuinely fantastic. So from personal experience, I can tell you they're great. So if you got a company with employees and any of those issues, give them a call. Totally no obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going? Oh, the House is set today to pass the no permit concealed weapons changes. So I'm expecting that we'll see that. I'm expecting that it'll go on to the governor, and I'm expecting that to be law here shortly. By the way, if you haven't been following this a lot, you will still be able to apply for and get a concealed carry permit. So if you want to use it in other states or that have reciprocity, right, that will still be available. But you won't need to have one in order to concealed carry. You will, by the way, still have the same exact regulations on concealed carry, places you can take it to and who's eligible. So, for example, if, you know, you're not able to own, you certainly can't concealed carry. And if you have, you know, various issues that would deny you the ability to get a concealed carry, you can't conceal carry without a permit, and you still can't take it, like, to a school, you know, or a government meeting that's in progress or that kind of stuff, or a bar, you know, for example. And by the way, you know, the base is open this weekend, right? The base is going to be open this weekend. We're going to talk to Jason Bortz coming up next hour, but one of the things that we want to let you know about is don't take a gun on the base. Just don't do it. You cannot do that. Even if you have a concealed carry permit, you cannot take a weapon on board NAS Pensacola. Period. End of story. Full stop. No exceptions. You'll get arrested. So don't do that. But like I said, we'll talk about that coming up with Jason Bortz, the public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola. Also, this weekend is the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts Festival. That is tomorrow and Sunday. And you can find out more at newsradio923.com with 100-plus local, regional, and national artists.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Escambia County's hired a firm to begin work on the Beulah Master Plan. We'll have that story and more after this update from Fox News here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The U.S. goes on the attack in Syria. I'm